Zbalik Udrai was the ship's self-styled computer ace. Because he and Mip together could, in theory, have overridden the fidelities Kraiklin had programmed into the cat's non-sentient computer and then flown off in the ship, they were never allowed to stay on the craft together when Kraiklin wasn't aboard. In fact, Udrai wasn't that well-versed in computers at all, as Hawser discovered through a little close but apparently casual questioning. However, the tall, slightly hunchbacked man with the long, yellow-skinned face probably knew just about enough, Hawser reckoned, to handle anything that went wrong with the ship's brains, which seemed to have been designed for durability rather than philosophical finesse. Zbalik Udrai roomed with Ravagamdol, who looked as though he came from the same place as Yalsin, judging from his skin and light fur, but he denied this. Yalsin was vague on the subject, and neither liked the other. Rava was another recluse. He had boarded off the tiny space around his top bunk and installed some small lights and an air fan. Sometimes he spent days at a time in this small space, going in with a container of water and coming out with another full of urine. Zbalik Udrai did his best to ignore his roommate and always vigorously denied blowing the smoke from the pungent Sifetresi weed which he smoked through the ventilation holes of Rava's tiny cubicle. The final cabin was shared by Lenipobra and Lam. Lenipobra was the youngster of the company, a gangly youth with a stutter and garish red hair. He had a tattooed tongue, which he was very proud of, and would display at every possible opportunity. The tattoo of a human female was, in every sense, crude. Lenipobra was the cat's best excuse for a medic, and was rarely seen without a small screen book, which contained one of the more up-to-date pan-human medical textbooks. He proudly showed this to Hawser, including a few of the moving pages, one of which showed in vivid colour the basic techniques for treating deep laser burns in the most common forms of digestive tracts. Lenipobra thought it looked like great fun. Hawser made a mental note to try even harder not to get shot in the Temple of Light. Lenipobra had very long and skinny arms and spent about a quarter of each day going about on all fours, though whether this was entirely natural to his species or mere affectation, Hawser could not discover. Lam was rather below average height, but very muscular and dense-looking. He had double eyebrows and small horn grafts. The latter stuck out from his thinning but very dark hair above a face he usually did his best to make aggressive and threatening. He did comparatively little talking between operations, and when he did talk, it was usually about battles he had been in, people he had killed, weapons he had used, and so on. Lam considered himself second in command on the ship, despite Kraiklin's policy of treating everybody else as equals. Every now and again, Lam would remind people not to give him any problems. He was well-armed and deadly, and his suit even had a nuclear device in it, which he said he would set off sooner than be captured. The inference he seemed to hope people would make was that if they upset him, he might just set off this fabled nuke in a fit of pique.
"What the hell are you looking at me for?" Lam's voice said, in among the storm of static, as Hawser sat in the shuttle, shaking and rattling inside his too big suit.
Hawser realized he'd been looking across at the other man, who was directly opposite. He touched the mic button on his neck and said,
"Thinking about something else. I don't want you looking at me."
"Us all gotta look somewhere," Hawser said jokingly to the man in the matte black suit and grey-visored helmet. The black suit made a gesture with the hand, not holding a laser rifle.
"Well, don't fucking look at me."
Hawser let his hand drop from his neck. He shook his head inside the suit helmet. It fitted so badly it didn't move on the outside. He stared at the section of fuselage above Lam's head. They were going to attack the Temple of Light. Kraiklin was at the controls of the shuttle, bringing it in low over the forests of Marduin, still covered in night, heading for the line of dawn breaking over the packed and steaming greenery. The plan was that the cat would come back in toward the planet with the sun very low behind it, using its effectors on any electronics the temple did have, and making as much noise and as many flashes as it could with its secondary lasers and a few blast bombs. While this diversion was absorbing any defensive capacity the priests might have, the shuttle would either head straight for the temple and let everybody off, or, if there was any hostile reaction, land in the forest on the night side of the temple and disgorge its small force of suited troops there. The company would then disperse, and, if they had the facility, use their AG to fly to the temple, or, as in Hawser's case, just crawl, creep, walk or run as best they could for the collection of low, slope-sided buildings and short towers which made up the Temple of Light. Hawser couldn't believe they were going in without some sort of reconnaissance,
But Craiglin, when tackled on this point during the pre-op briefing in the hangar, had insisted that that might mean giving up the element of surprise. He had accurate maps of the place and a good battle plan. As long as everybody stuck to the plan, nothing would go wrong. The monks weren't total idiots, and the planet had been contacted and doubtless knew about the war going on around it. So, just in case the sect had hired any overhead observation, it was wiser not to attempt a look-see, which might give the game away. Anyway, temples didn't change much.